B-Pod Studios.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Aloha.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to your Wednesday show.
Honored to be here.
It is. This is going to blow your minds. It is the last day of July. Unless it's a July 32nd that I don't know about.
No, and this was a long month, man.
Really? I thought the summer's blowing by.
It's a great month. I love July. But alas, August is here, and we are now less than a month away from heading back to school.
Although what annoys me about August is that it's still hot. Like, we're not done with that.
Right?
Wait. Don't wish away the warm weather.
I mean, I'm okay if we need a transition to, you know.
No, I still need some pool time.
70s.
Yeah. Pool time. That's right, Loren. We need pool time.
Well, this is your last month. Enjoy it.
You can pool up until mid-September here.
Yeah.
But anyway, we will have a big announcement about our Back to School for Teachers 2, which we've done every year. It's our part. It's our adult party for teachers. Because, you know, back to school, you're going to start to hear commercials now on the radio about back to school sales for kids. Mm-hmm. Get your school supplies. Get your clothes. Well, what about the teachers that are going back to school?
Well, we have a special for them. Mm-hmm.
Back to School for Teachers 2 with a really cool prize attached. For one lucky teacher who comes out to our location, which is going to be... What's the date of that, Producer Nicole? Is that the 20th?
I believe it is the 21st.
The 21st, and it's going to be at Blackfin and Ballantyne, where it's been the last couple years.
Yep, it's the 21st.
The 21st.
From 5 to 7.
Bang, there you go, teachers.
And we're going to have like 95% appetizers and all that stuff?
The red ink drink.
Yep, you know, have all that, and a chance cool. to win a $500 gift card to Diamonds Direct.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there you have it.
By the way, if you didn't know, Nicole's in a different studio. Sometimes it sounds like she's so clear, she sounds like she's right here.
Right. Nicole, when you talk, will you put your hand over your mouth so it's clear that you're not in the studio?
Right, does this work?
It's a little better.
Yeah. A little bit.
That's funny. So my day in 30 seconds, if I can kick it off, has to do with Roy. It doesn't even have to do with me.
Oh.
It has to do with Roy. Well, yesterday...
I remember you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, there's two things. I'm bringing something later to the table about Roy because he was confused by my bathroom antics.
Oh, that's where I thought you were going with this.
No, this is different. This was after that. Roy was a treasure chest yesterday. So we're walking back from Sabor. One of our good listeners, Ernesto, runs all the Sabors, and he invited us over for lunch. We went to Sabor, the four of us. And we're walking back, and the news is all over around the radio station. All the news stations are doing stories about something that happened here a couple years ago. And so we see this blonde in a red dress that works for Spectrum. She's not on the air. Mm-hmm. So we went up to her. I said, hey, how's it going? We love watching you every day. A Manny from Kiss 95.1. She goes, oh, hey, and looks right at Roy and goes, you know my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she says his name. And I look at Roy, Loren, and I know everything about my buddy, and...
He has no idea.
There's something wrong. Like, he's not... It would be like, oh, you're Loren from Kiss 95.1. Manny is my neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your reaction would be like, oh, how cool. And that's not what I was getting from him. I was getting like, oh, so I must know him through a real estate class that I took or something. We walk away, and what does Roy tell me?
I have no idea who that was.
I know it's gone beyond 30 seconds, and I apologize, but we walk away, and he goes, yeah, I didn't want to say how I knew him.
Oh, really? So you did know him?
I did, but I didn't know what everything that she knew. So,
ooh, this sounds shady.
It's not. It's
I'm
really,
all in now.
It's really not.
She just knew things about.
Well, now you gotta go.
I know him through like an ex, one of his ex girlfriends. And so, like, the only reason why I know him is because of someone he used to date.
And you didn't want to bring her up.
I didn't want to bring her up because she's the new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the opposite happened. She told Roy that her boyfriend knows him. It's not like Roy said, hey, I know your boyfriend.
Right.
The guy that you're dating. You know what I mean?
Like, so, like, it threw me a curveball because I'm like, Well, the only reason why I know him is not because of you.
See, you made it so awkward. You should have just went, oh, yeah, I know him. Tell him I said hi.
I was trying to recover because my brain was going to emotions. Yeah.
I thought about it my whole way home. I was like, there's 12 different ways Roy could have handled it, and each one better than the way that he did. Anyway, how about you, buddy? What was your day like in 30 seconds? I saw you got a haircut.
I did get a haircut, but I almost got the fire department back to the apartment. I'm really good. I had so much smoke bellowing from my apartment that I opened up the windows to try to get the smoke out.
What was the smoke from?
I was making hamburgers, and I don't know. I like to make my hamburgers really, really hot, so there's like a crust on the outside, what causes a lot of smoke. Well, so much smoke was billowing out of the windows. Someone from the ground, because I'm only on the second floor, goes, is everything okay? Jump! Is everything okay? And I'm like, oh, the fire department's for sure going. And I'm like yelling back, yeah, no, fine. It's a little cooking incident, you know. But so I thought for sure, I was like, the fire department's going to come and everyone's going to evacuate. And it's all because Roy's making hamburgers.
Yeah.
So I was doing everything I can. I left my front door open and windows open. And Sterling came home like, what happened? I'm like, it's the whole thing.
What about you? People are underneath Roy's window with that. The trampoline looking thing
jump,
for people to jump
on.
A sheet. What about you, Loren?
So I had an interesting day. My birthday was last month, so for my birthday every year, like people, you know, family members and people in my life, like say, like, oh, what do you want? And I always say the same thing. I'm like, I love like massages, spas, that kind of stuff, because I won't spend it on myself. But if somebody else gets it for me, I'll use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I used one of the massages yesterday, and it was the worst massage I've ever gotten in my entire life. Like, to the point where I checked her license to make sure she was a licensed masseuse afterwards. Like,
what makes a bad massage?
It was just like very jerky and like not like, you know, when you get a massage, it's usually like long, like lean. Pressure. This was like very, I don't even know how to describe it. Roy, give me your arm. It was like,
ow!
It was like, just like she was like slapping lotion on my body and like not, it like it was not relaxing at all.
Okay.
Well, did you tell her you like it hard?
No. I mean, moderate pressure.
Moderate? Okay.
Yeah.
So you just want to use her again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel bad now because the person who gave it to me, like I told them I was going, so now they're going to ask how it was and I'm going to have to lie.
Oh, yeah, it's awkward.
That's funny. Amanda went for a massage last night, but she didn't have that complaint. So I feel bad for you. Yeah.
It's like Sterling went to get one. My mom went to go get one. She's like, yeah, we spoke the whole time. I'm like, you spoke the whole time? Like, that doesn't happen.
That's pretty funny. Hey, coming up next, we want to talk to you guys about a conversation we had yesterday later on in the show. Fun places where you work. One place had a bar inside of it.
Escalade Talk. Charles number one, hit music station, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Yesterday, Loren, you were saying that your friend worked at Red Ventures.
Yeah.
Or somebody that you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And they were bowling.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Like in the middle of the day.
At work. The company didn't take a bowling trip to a bowling alley.
No.
Red Ventures apparently has a bowling alley at their location.
Must be nice.
Looks like they have a whole cafe and restaurant, too.
Dude, and so we got a bunch of text messages yesterday that we didn't get to late on the show when we were talking about the fun place where you work. And maybe you're heading off to your job today. And if you're like us, where you live in a work in a normal environment where you have a vending machine and a soda machine. And
you're lucky.
Yeah, and a refrigerator that you dare not open because God only knows what's behind it. Like the damn thing from Stranger Things is in there.
Yes.
Listen to some of these places. Area code 704 said, I used to work at a place that had air hockey, basketball, ping pong, free snacks. There was a gym, free drinks, and we did breakfast Fridays on the first Friday of the month.
We had
beer and wine and beer and wine at Fridays after work.
So why did they used to work there?
I don't know. Well, because then we get a text message like this. Don't let all the fun deceive you, 980 says. The coolest office I worked at was a terrible company, but they used to draw in the young employees with their fun and games.
I'm not going to lie. That is a suspicion I have. It's like, why are you dangling so much goodness?
Right?
Because you think there's so much crap to deal with?
I don't know. I know for sure, though, if our company did that, I would always be working. Like, if we had fun stuff, I'd be here all day.
This call, we talked to this person yesterday. They had a full bar with 6 beers on tap and a pool table. I work inside a cutout shipping container company.
Oh, my gosh.
So And then somebody else says, don't believe it, Manny. Red Ventures really isn't that fun. It's a job.
Aw.
But it's a fun job.
Well, everyone is, like, even this is a job.
Right, you're going to have to work somewhere. You might as well work with a place that has a bowling alley. Jeez.
Right?
And I hear the Microsoft campus in Charlotte's pretty sweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We want to go there.
I know.
Yeah, we need to go to that place, Lauren. And somebody, Nicole, somebody asked us if we wanted to do the Red Ventures tour. I don't want to tour it. I just want to play bowl.
As long as we can play, yeah.
Don't
show me the boring crap.
Yeah.
Hey, up next, we got to tell you the woman who invented the gender reveal party. Yes, somebody takes credit for inventing it. Well, she took to Facebook and says she regrets it now. The whole idea. All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show. So the woman who invented the gender reveal party, Lauren, says she now regrets it.
Why?
Her name is Jenna Carvanitis or something. Carvanitis. She took to Facebook to explain why she wouldn't do it again. And she says that she sees assigning gender to a baby before the baby's even born is rather, quote, pointless.
Mm. Right.
At the time,
I can get down with that.
She said because we didn't live in 2019 and didn't know what we know now, she continues to say that assigning focus on gender at birth leaves out so much of their potential and talents that have nothing to do with what's between their legs.
Right.
Part of the shift, though, comes from her own child, who was the very first gender reveal party child.
Okay.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
She now wears suits and actually identifies more as a male than a female.
Wow, that's ironic.
That's awesome.
It is awesome, but the irony is crazy. You know, they made a big deal about it. It's a girl. Hey, dresses.
Well, that's why whenever it's time for me to have a little one, we're going to have a body parts party. There won't be specific colors. We'll just have hot dogs and
I love that.
Whatever you can else find for the other thing. And
okay.
Tacos.
All right. Lorraine, what do you got coming up on the dirty? I'll be there for the tacos.
I can't.
And then we'll have a fun.
Okay.
Hey, Lorraine, what you got coming up on the
All
dirty?
All right. Lady Gaga, it seems that she's moved on in the romance department, but this guy is not a star. I'll tell you who she's locking lips with coming up in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
Lady Gaga, she's moved on in the romance department after the split from her boo. And it's not with Bradley Cooper. The singer has a new man in her life, and photographers caught them kissing. She is dating her audio engineer.
Cool.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, I will not make out with you.
They were out to brunch on Sunday in California and appeared to be way more than friends, smooching multiple times while they were dining. And people noticed their chemistry very early on. They've been working together since November, and she's finally taken some time for herself and feels ready to date again.
Hey, they said that there was nothing between, you know, Bradley and Lady Gaga both said there was nothing between, that was just rumors.
Well, right. I did a blog on kiss951.com, the definitive proof that I found that there was nothing going on between them.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
You can read about it.
All right.
Love it.
Yesterday, we talked about Katy Perry facing this lawsuit against her song Dark Horse. And a group of people, the jury, found that the song was way too close to Joyful Noise, which is by a Christian rapper. Now, the jury is trying to decide how much he is owed since Katy was in the wrong. Katy earned $41 million for that song, although they're saying with costs, the profit was only $630,000.
Here it is if you want to hear it. First, you'll hear that the song that she ripped off, and then we'll overlap her song on top of it. Same tempo and the same beat, but my gosh. But then producer Nicole said even the first line was a ripoff.
I just think that they probably added to the original beat for Dark Horse, so there was, you know, the bass line was.
You're telling me that that song only made $600,000 profit?
Well, yeah, that's what they're saying. That once everything...
That was a hit.
Yeah. No, Katy Perry's got really good attorneys that have hidden the other $20 million.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I was about to say.
But this is going to be groundbreaking because whatever the jury awards, now other cases will have that to look at.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Iggy Azalea, she stayed at a hotel and was charged an astronomical amount for her grilled cheese. So she took to social media because she thought it was ridiculous. They charged her $54 for a grilled cheese sandwich. Whoa. And that wasn't all. They charged her an additional $10 for her utensils.
Where was she? At Firefest?
Now, she left the hotel unnamed, but she also joked that she was calling her card in stolen.
Gotcha. I don't blame her. I would.
I mean, grilled cheese. $65 grilled cheese. Come on, people. But that is your Dirty for now. And the 7:30 Dirty, we've got to talk all about The Bachelorette last night. I watched it. I stayed up late. And I mean, when I say it really was the most cringeworthy finale I've ever seen, we've got to talk about it.
Okay. That's at 7:30. Up next, though, it is Shark Week. And someone was bit by a shark. And you would think that they would have immediately gone to the hospital, the emergency room, go to see a doctor. They didn't. They made another stop instead. We'll tell you what that stop is coming up in 7 minutes.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Oh, so that's how that song ends.
Yeah.
Okay. All the hits, Kiss95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. I was jamming out to it.
Yeah, very abrupt stop.
I wasn't looking at the computer. I was jamming out to it. I'm like, I think she says something after that. And she doesn't. That's Billie Eilish, by the way. Bad guy. Loving that one. Roy, it's Shark Week. And, you know, producer Nicole's big into Shark Week. Mm-hmm. But producer Nicole, I watched last night. And I got to say, I feel like Shark Week is getting very forced. Like, it's less about
I feel like Shark Week, the correct, it's getting more educational.
See, I disagree entirely. That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like, it's less educational and more like wow factor.
See, I think the wow factor is less.
Okay.
Well, did you guys see the story of the guy who was attacked by a shark? And he didn't go to the hospital.
I know.
What did
he do?
This
is funny.
He went to the bar.
Listen. After you get bit by a shark, I'd probably need a drink, too.
Yeah, we got the photo of this up at kiss951.com. He got some deep cuts to his arm and elbow. And everyone's like, hey, you got to go to the hospital. And he was like, no, I got bit by the shark.
Give me a drink.
Yeah, someone buy me drinks. And people bought him drinks. They're like, yeah, okay. And they took him to the bar and bought him drinks.
Huh. Did he ever end up going to the hospital?
It doesn't say, Loren.
I mean, if you were bit by a shark and didn't go to the hospital, were you really bit by a shark?
Remember Tiffany Johnson, who in 2017 lost her arm in a shark attack from Concord?
Yeah.
And we helped raise money for her. In fact, you guys did. The MRL Show family showed up and showed out. And we were able to raise enough money for her to get the, not synthetic arm, but prosthetic.
Prosthetic.
The prosthetic arm. So last night, producer Nicole, I'm watching Shark Week, and Roy, the guy that goes into the shark frenzy is missing his left arm and his left leg.
Ooh. So he's been really unlucky with sharks to begin with?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, and he's like, I'm going to demonstrate that if you're ever in this situation, you don't want to be frantic like I was. You want to just sit here.
Well, he just did not learn his lesson, did he?
So they chum the water, and they put all the fish. And then they want you. So the educational thing about last night's episode that I saw was they wanted to prove that sharks don't go after human blood like they know fish blood. Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I've seen that before. Okay. But it's true. Like, they're not, like, they don't want us, which is why you'll never see like a shark go back for seconds.
Right. So the shark, Roy, the shark is all or in between him and the boat is like 20 bull sharks.
Okay.
And so he's like, watch. Watch now. You know, he's got his scuba gear on, but he's still talking. He's like, watch now as I prove to you that if I just sit here, they won't come near me. But if I start, like, whacking the water, they'll start getting frantic. So he does that. He sits there, and the sharks are just kind of going around him. Then he splashes, and now the sharks are starting to get frantic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's like, now I'm going to show you how to get back to the boat. What you want to do is you want to hit the sharks in the nose and in the head. So he's starting to do that. But he goes, I'm going to use my prosthetic arm just to be safe and, like, laughs. I was like, buddy, you're going to come back with one limb.
Oh, man.
It is just crazy, the Shark Week, man.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to go back and watch that now.
It's crazy, man. And the poor guy had one arm missing and one leg missing on the same side. But he doesn't blame the shark. He goes, people think I'm weird because I don't blame the shark. He said, but I did the wrong thing. So I want to show you how to do the right thing. And I'm sitting there with Amanda and I'm going, this is important for maybe one millionth of the population is going to be in this situation. So anyway, there you go. So if you get bit by a shark, go to the bar.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So yesterday we went to Sabor. It's like this, it's a street Latin grill. It's Mexican food.
Yeah, we found out there's like locations everywhere and more coming.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
And we had so much fun at this, but when we first got there, we had to use the restroom. And I go into the restroom and open the door, and Mania's there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
In there, and I kind of thought it was going to be one of those restrooms that have like multiple stalls, but it wasn't. It was just Manny at a urinal, and then right to the left of that was just a toilet, not in a stall. It was an exposed toilet. And so I said, well, I don't know what to do. I was like, you should have locked the door. To which he replied, no, just use the toilet. But but it caused too much frustration.
So one single urinal. It's not like the long urinals that you see in some.
No,
one urinal on the wall, uh-huh. And about 4 feet to the left of that urinal is a toilet seat.
Uh huh.
You know,
but I didn't want to use the restroom.
I don't blame you
because there's no dividers. So like I could, you know, depending on which way I was turning, I would be able to see Manny perfectly. And then depending on the way he would be turning when he would wash his hands, he'd be able to see my junk.
Why didn't you lock the door?
Because there's... Thank you!
Because that is technically a single stall.
Thank you!
Yeah, see, I disagree. Technically, it's a double stall. Somebody can use the toilet while I'm using the urinal or vice versa. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't pooping. Nobody was sitting on the toilet.
But what if somebody came in and had to do that?
Well, then they would have to wait for me to leave. But if you just had
then you should have locked the door.
No, if you just had a pee, you're wrong.
Okay, no, if you're okay with somebody using the commode while you're in there and not okay with them dropping a deuce, then you should have locked the door.
Thank you, Lorraine. I go in there. I'm like, why didn't you lock the door? Now it's weird. Now we've had this conversation that shouldn't have happened.
So my thoughtfulness of not locking the door during a busy lunch hour so that others can use the toilet, and then when I'm done, you can jump on the urinal if you wanted to.
This is so awkward. It is. This is so awkward that I'm glad and thankful that it was Roy that walked in and not someone else.
If someone else... I think I've done that before and someone else has walked in. And you can either wait or feel free to use the toilet, but I give you the option.
No, because if I use the toilet, then the washing the hands, the sink's right beside that. You would then able to see my junk.
I'm not looking at your junk, though.
I don't want you to see it.
I'm washing my hands. I'm not going to be busy looking at your junk.
I just think if you're not okay with somebody...
You would take a peek.
Hey, no offense. I probably would.
That's funny, Manny.
You saw why I was so perplexed leaving the bathroom.
You should have locked the door. That is a single stall bathroom.
Thank you.
We have a second here. Can we, producer Nicole, I love Loren's answer, but I'm not satisfied with it. Can we do our famous segment where we say one call says it all? 704-570-9595. If you're listening to this conversation and you heard it from start to finish, we were at the restaurant. There's a urinal on the wall and a toilet seat with a toilet to the left of it. So even if you had to pee, you could use the toilet seat. Your back would still be to the urinal.
But nothing around it.
Was it the right move for me to leave the door unlocked so someone can use the other toilet, or did I do it wrong and Roy's right? 704-570-9595. One call says it all. We'll wait.
And you better call on my app. I felt so strange.
Give us a shout now. We'll get that one call and we'll find out the real answer coming up in just about 2 seconds.
The drama doesn't end at 10. Get caught up in drama. Listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren wrap up podcast for lots of behind the scenes fun after the show on Kiss 95.1.
I open up the door to the bathroom. It's a single stall. There's a urinal on the wall, and then 4 feet from that is a toilet. And he wanted me to use the restroom right beside him, and I felt uncomfortable doing it.
Hi, John.
Hello.
I was trying to be a nice guy, and because there wasn't just one toilet in this bathroom, there was two, I left the door unlocked so someone else could use it. Was that the right call or the wrong call?
Well, I get that, but I got to say it's the wrong call.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, why do you say it's the wrong call?
Too much awkwardness going on in there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You got to think too much. Just lock the door. Once you're done with your business, then the next guy's up.
All right. Yeah,
I felt so
Thanks,
weird.
Thanks, John. I made the wrong move. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. Hey, up next after 7, we're going to talk about this article, Loren. This is for you. What women really are looking for in a man.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Hey, ladies, what are you looking for in a guy? I know it's a straightforward question, and we'd probably get a wide range of answers, Loren and Roy, but according to this article I was reading from The Insider, here's what women are looking for in a man. They surveyed 64,000 women, by the way, in 180 countries. Can I just start here? Insider, how do you have time and how do you find the people to do this?
Yeah, I don't know. Did they just hit the streets with that kind of stuff and ask people randomly?
I imagine online.
It's a collaboration
hope.
Between the University of Germany and a company that makes protection.
Okay.
Okay, in Europe. And they asked 180 countries, including the United States of America, 64,000 women, what you want in a partner. And one thing landed on a landslide as the top thing.
How about honesty?
Are these superficial things?
No, not really.
Okay.
88% of women say what they want in a man is a man who is kind. 88% of women, their answer out of 64,000 was kindness.
Okay. I don't know. After watching last night's Bachelorette, I think honesty falls at the top of the list for a lot of people that watched last night.
All right. What do you say, ladies? 704-570-9595. We got plenty of lines open for you ladies to jump in and have a conversation with each other about what is it that you look for in a man.
I think I need the ability to laugh and laugh at yourself, like to be funny and to get the joke.
That's not even honesty and laughter's not even in the top three.
Really?
So kindness was 88%. Supportiveness was next.
Okay.
And then intelligence important. Was third.
Hmm. Okay. You don't have to constantly be explaining everything to everyone. Okay.
You don't want to be married to Shrek.
Yeah. Every day is an educational, instruction.
And let's not ruin this moment with words.
Yeah.
What about appearance? Shouldn't that be in the top three?
I mean, I think you have to be attracted to someone.
Yeah.
It wasn't even in the top five.
Well, listen, dating's tough. You got to put that down on the list.
But attractiveness is so subjective, too.
I know, because I could, you may find what's really attractive is someone's drive or their kindness. You may value that over teeth or something.
Well, I found it interesting that on this article from The Insider that attractiveness fell outside the top five when your dating websites and your dating apps are strictly based on you swiping on looks. Like, you don't know Steve Maney, if he's kind, but you know what he looks like, and that's what makes you swipe.
That goes to show you so many people have a hard time dating on Tinder and Hinge. And
yeah.
Because clearly, I guess, attractiveness isn't all what it's put up to be.
And I know for a fact, Roy and I married up. Roy's dating up.
Yeah.
Our significant others gave in on something.
I guess we're funny. I don't know.
Yeah, so according to this article, outside number 6 was an attractive face and body at 22.3%. Let's see. Ambition, assertiveness, financial security all rank behind whether or not someone was kind and considerate. That was the top thing.
I think assertiveness is attractive, too. Like, I hate somebody who's, so wishy-washy. Like, if you ask me where I want to go for dinner and I say, you decide. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? I don't always want to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who goes, no, I don't know. Well, I mean, and they just can't make a decision. I'm like, oh my gosh, I put the ball in your court. Just make a decision. It's not that difficult.
Can I combat that comment real quick?
Are you not assertive?
Well, I used to be, and then I realized that my assertiveness was always a fail for Amanda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, like, what my quality and standards in a hotel are different than what Amanda's quality and standards are at a hotel. Mm-hmm. Therefore, like, this weekend we're going to Tweetsie, and I was like, well, you get the hotel because I'm afraid.
Yeah, but you know what she likes at this point. You guys have been married for a minute.
She says that, but I'll fail.
Well, then you're not paying attention to the cues.
That might be possible. I don't know. Like you said, we've been married for so long, and I've been dating her since 2009.
Yeah.
I would know. My brain doesn't work that way. Like, I'll go to price. I'll go to convenience, how close it is to
Tweetsie. You just want a bed. You don't care about the concierge.
She doesn't want that either, but she wants a place like, so we're staying at some inn that's got like a duck pond and a walking trail. Like, I would never think of that. I would think parking lot, convenience, how close it is to like a restaurant. And she goes that extra mile.
Why does she care about a walking trail? For like Dean and your kids?
She thinks it'll be something fun for us to do. Yeah. So, because of that, Loren, I'm afraid to set things up. So my assertiveness has been beaten down.
I know. I'm rarely that assertive when it comes to picking things. Although
you picked the wrong date of a concert when you first met your boyfriend.
So bad. We were going to go to Lollapalooza. He bought his tickets. I got tickets. And then my job was to buy the hotel and the airfare, and then we'd split the difference. I booked the hotel on the wrong weekend, and I booked the airfare on the wrong weekend. And none of those weekends were the weekends of the concert.
So I strongly trusted you to book anything again?
There's a triple checking process.
Yeah, and that's not not being assertive. That was him being assertive on the wrong weekend.
That's true. Area code 828 texted in and said, one of the biggest things for me in a man is odor. Having good body hygiene is big. If someone doesn't smell good, then it just throws me off.
I agree with that.
That didn't make the list. Responsible, reliable, those are coming in.
Well, thanks for texting and not calling.
Yes.
We really prefer it when you call, because otherwise it's the three of us talking to each other, and I'm already bored with that. So
thanks, buddy.
What does that mean?
It would have been a lot more interesting if...
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Taylor.
Yes, is this?
Taylor, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Survey here. We got to get your questions in, okay?
I'm sorry, you said you're from the Census?
Yeah, U.S. Senseless Bureau. Did you know that you're going to be the last person to die in your lifetime?
I'm sorry?
These are just questions. We're surveying the American people. So feel comfortable to answer.
I got something in the mail, so...
Right.
I guess I'm just going to... I'm on my way home, so I'm just going to look at my... I got like a thing in the mail to fill out, I guess, so I'm just going to look at that when I get home.
Right. So you know how aliens are pale... Big-headed, they have unfathomable technology, and they abduct humans. You know how people talk about aliens?
What? I know people talk about aliens. I don't know what they look like.
Do you think apes think that we're aliens? Because we're pale, big heads. What's technology? We abduct them.
Okay, I don't know what this is about, but this is clearly not the census. So that's a little bit ridiculous.
How do you fall asleep at night? Do you pretend to be asleep?
What?
She wasn't having any of it.
No, she wasn't.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. KS95.1.
So last night was the part two of the season finale of The Bachelorette. And Chris Harrison says it all the time. The most cringeworthy finale in the history of Bachelorette. No, this one really was. Hannah got somebody asked her for her hand in marriage, not once, but twice. And the first one, if you have a DVR'd and you haven't seen, turn down your radio. But Tyler proposed to her first, and this girl let him get like more than halfway through his proposal before she stopped him. And I'm like, that's just mean.
Yeah, the other women have let them get down on their knees.
Yeah. This obviously wasn't working out. She wasn't he wasn't her choice, and she had gone back and forth and back and forth. He didn't stop the car. It was like very dramatic leading up to this. And I'm like, girl, if you can't make a decision or you don't know between the two of them, send them both home. But she did pick Jed, and Jed showed up to propose to her with his guitar.
Oh.
Now, he broke out into song during his proposal, and you know this is my nightmare.
After all that you've been through, and those times you wish you knew. Allstate is there.
No, it was so bad. Like, the first proposal was cringeworthy. The second one was equally as cringeworthy. And then after the show, they go on to, you know, have this great relationship, or so they thought. And Hannah finds out that Jed has had a girlfriend at home the whole time.
What?
And she confronts him and says, now I understand why your whole family was cold to me, because you think you just won a show.
When you got home and I asked you about, like, telling your friends, and like, yeah, I told him I won. It makes me mad.
I got engaged to someone I love, which is a better way of saying it.
And it makes sense now. Okay, when I went to your family and they were so, like, skeptical of it, no wonder.
So wait, what's Jed's defense?
He doesn't have one. He says that he was dating this girl before they left. He broke it off with her when he left for the show, but he didn't feel like that was enough. He needed to do something right by her, so he went back and talked to her, blah, 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 blah. Just lip service, right? So he also admitted during this whole conversation that he went on The Bachelor for his music career. Shocker.
In my mind, yeah. I was going there for a music thing.
And he probably kept reassuring her it was a music thing. You don't have to worry. I know this is what happened.
Yeah, I told her this is going to be like a really good thing for music. Like, this is like it. I just highly, highly doubt that this could actually ever be a relationship.
I'm sorry. Don't you? I mean, are we uncovering things we don't know here?
Well,
it is a game.
I said that last night. I did stories during the whole thing. And nobody is shocked that you went on the show for your music career. Like, nobody. But, like, God, did you play it? You even took a guitar to your proposal. And, I mean...
Well, and Roy, I know you don't like the show, but at the very least, you would think that the contestants are single, somewhat.
Right. You're sleazy. You're a liar.
You gotta lie to the producers.
Yes.
So what's going on?
They're broken up now. I mean,
did
basically...
Did they do After the Rose?
Yeah. So basically, The Bachelorette wore the roses.
Hell yeah.
She found out, and now she... So after the final rose, you know, they go back and talk to the runner-up and blah, blah, blah. Well, I guess now Tyler and her are talking at this point. So they're not engaged, but they're just seeing where it goes from here.
Oh, all right.
I would do another story, but I am so worn out after that, so that is your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. 32 wins is what she's up to. Call now. Take her down.
Hey. Want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com. Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren.
Oh, ring it.
On Kiss95.1.
Taylor, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yay.
All right, let's see how you do. Is this your first time playing?
It is, yeah.
All right, don't be nervous.
Kick her out of the studio.
All right, Loren, get out.
I'm going.
All right, Loren's putting her headphones down. She's walking out. And she is gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Taylor, Brad Pitt says that Hollywood is getting, quote, recalibrated in a good way. Pitt co-starred with what Titanic heartthrob in the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I have no idea.
Okay. Jada Pinkett Smith has been doing Red Table Talk for over a year with her daughter and her mom and loves it because of the real communication that goes on between them. Who is Jada married to?
Will Smith.
And J-Lo had an epic 50th birthday in Miami and posted a 13-minute vlog on YouTube sharing the details on her big day with her friends. J-Lo is engaged to A-Rod. A-Rod's real name is?
Alex.
What's his last name?
Rodriguez.
Okay. Katy Perry's song lawsuit has entered the penalty phase. What talent show is she a part of?
American Idol.
And question five, The Bachelorette left us feeling emotionally confused, especially Roy, who doesn't even watch the show. We're eagerly awaiting to see who the next Bachelor is. Who is the show's longtime host?
Chris Harrison.
All right. Come on in, Loren.
All right. She got four correct.
Okay.
Not bad. Let's see how you do, Loren. Brad Pitt says that Hollywood's getting, quote, recalibrated in a good way. Pitt co-starred with this Titanic heartthrob in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
That's right. 1-0. She had no idea for that.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Taylor didn't get that. I bet you she knows it now, right, Taylor?
Yeah, as soon as I said, yeah.
All right. Question two, Jada Pinkett Smith's been doing Red Table Talk for over a year with her daughter and her mommy, and she loves it because the real communication that goes on between them is awesome. Who's Jada married to?
Will Smith.
2-1.
J-Lo celebrated her epic 50th birthday in Miami and posted a 13-minute vlog on YouTube. Lorraine, you were at her concert when they celebrated, blah, blah. Okay, so anyway, her fiancé is A-Rod, but his real name is?
Alex Rodriguez.
That is correct. It's 3-2.
Katy Perry's song. She's in a lawsuit. It's entered the penalty phase. What talent show is Katie a part of?
American Idol.
That is correct. It's 4-3.
Question 5. The Bachelorette left us feeling emotionally confused. Now we're eagerly awaiting to see who the next Bachelor is. We know who the next host is going to be because he's been the host for a long time. His name is?
Chris Harrison.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. The Ren, you have 33 wins.
Taylor.
I know. I knew that.
Oh, isn't that the worst? Your brain don't think fast enough.
I know.
All right.
My brain don't think.
Taylor, you know what we want to hear.
All right.
My name's Taylor, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Taylor.
Still to come.
Sometimes they're communicating. Like, you talk, she talks.
I know.
We talk, I play. Anyway, up next, we got an interesting text message from one MRL show family member who listens to us and said, hey, you guys sound like really good friends on the air, but what's your relationships like off the air?
Okay.
So we got discussing it a little bit yesterday, and of course, as you can imagine, conflict.
We're at odds.
So we stopped talking and we said, we're going to do this live on the radio and talk about who's friendly with who and who is hurt.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Host Malone, Wild Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ray Morning Show. We got an interesting text message, and it said, you guys sound like your best friends on the air. When the microphones are off, are you actually best friends?
Boy, do we have you fooled.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
And then, so we started talking about it yesterday, and then we stopped talking about it because we felt like you guys, the audience, should be part of the conversation and at least hear the breakdown because it is kind of interesting.
Especially since you started the conversation.
Like, for instance, I would say that the person I hang out with the most off the air might surprise a lot of people. Because what does a 44-year-old married man who lives in Waxhaw have anything to do with a lesbian woman who lives in Plaza Midwood? And on paper, that's hilarious, right? But I probably hang out with producer Nicole off the air more than anybody else, Lauren or Roy.
Right. And then, see, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I get good doses of each of you equally, kind of. I feel like I'm more, like, here's what I know for certain. Right? I know that Lorraine likes me more than she likes you.
And you're pointing to me.
That's it, and pointing to you, Manny, yes. And that's what I know for certain. But
is that something she's told you, or is that a...
No, it's just...
You I don't throw things at Roy.
Yeah. Like, I know that, like, I don't know, there's a lot of friendly love here.
I feel like Manny and I hang out alone more than any... Like, I feel like y'all, Lauren and Roy, I feel like when we all hang out, it's in group settings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I don't feel like... Roy and Roy, we've hung out alone before.
We did. We used to for a minute.
I know.
We used to come up to my pool all the time.
I know.
And Nicole, you and I just went to Ariana Grande together.
This is true. But that was the first time that we hung out alone in how long. But I feel like mostly when Lauren and Roy are around, it's a group thing versus an individual thing. But for Manny and I, it's like always ends up being a date.
Well, the last person on the show that I hung out with solo was Manny. We went to lunch together at Hawker's.
Oh my God.
Remember? I know.
That was like in March.
No, it was in June. But like that's that is the last time, you know what I mean? Like I hung out with somebody individually.
Well, you and I also hosted the fashion show up in Belmont.
Yep.
For the for Belmont and the Jonas, that Kevin and Denise were part of it.
Yep.
So I'll say this, if you want to go back to me, I feel like I hang out with Nicole the most off the air to answer the question from the text. I feel like Roy and I are probably closest because we're not, we have equal playing field.
You guys watch plane videos?
Well, no, not just that, but like our sense of humor.
You egg each other on.
We call each other, and I don't know.
And then, Loren, you're just hard to hang out with.
That's just rude.
No, hold on. Time out. I don't mean it. I don't mean, like, when we hang out, it's hard. I mean, you're hard to get because, like, you travel out to Miami.
Yeah.
And, like, you've been dealing with two homes.
Yeah,
and
it has been
Dallas travels.
Yeah. I agree. It is difficult to get some one-on-one time with our Loren because, especially if you have a bad day at the office or there's a lot of things going on, you like to just leave, go home, shut down.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm easy. I'm too easy. I need to play harder
you
to get.
You do.
I'm
so,
busy.
Lorraine, who do you feel like you're closest with?
Honestly, I feel like I'm closest to Roy on the show because he is so much like my little brother that I feel the closest to him.
And I sit next to him.
And I do nothing wrong.
So I'm on this side. I'm on this side of the table. They're on that side of the table, and they sit across. They sit next to each other. I'm across from you, and then Nicole's gone most of the time.
Yeah.
All right. I got another question that we need to have answered, and I don't know the answer to this, and I don't know if Roy, Loren, and Nicole know. Okay. Let's find out though. Just after 8, who texts who off of the MRL text chain most?
The MRL Morning Show on demand. WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Well, kind of dissecting our friendship, which is fun to do, by the way. If you ever can even do it with your own friends, really, truly dissect who's your true friends, who's your real friends, who do you talk to the most? Because it says a lot about your friendships.
Yeah.
And I've been part of a lot of radio shows, and I've been friendly with a lot of the people that I've worked with, and I've never been as close as I am to all four of you, all three of you, you know, the four of us together. Even our boss, Quagmire, will say he's worked with some big name shows, and he goes, the friendship this show has is something special, and it really is true.
Yeah, because we love hanging out with each other. We love talking to each other.
And if there's any issues, we knock it out in here. Nobody's running to our boss saying, Loren, look, did you know I got yelled at because I tooted in the studio once when I worked in California?
Yeah, like by higher-ups?
My female co-host, who I just didn't get along with, we really had nothing in common, and she thought I was a disgusting creature, complained to HR because I would toot in the studio.
Okay. That's funny.
That is funny. So petty, but I get if I wasn't that close to you, I might complain too.
Yeah,
if I didn't like you, I'd be complaining quite a bit.
Yeah, that was one of those things where we went out for the interview and everything clicked, and we were like, we really like her, and she came from like a real conservative talk station, and she's like, that's not me, that's not who I am, and it turned out to be. Anyway, it was just different. But so we decided that on the show, here's how it goes. I hang out with Nicole the most, but I'm closest and probably have the most in common with Roy, and I love Loren.
Right.
Now you go.
I would say, who do I hang out with the most? I feel like I give everyone equal time.
You don't hang out with anybody equally. Roy doesn't hang out with anybody equally. Remember when we were at his house and he invited us to his apartment to go swimming and then kicked us out?
You gotta go. I give everyone equal time.
And Roy, Dallas and I were at your house not too long ago, but I can't for the life of me remember what we were doing before that we ended up at your house.
Oh, I don't know either. We were out somewhere and we're like, let's just go back to my place and drink.
Yeah.
we were all out.
Oh,
you're right, because Amanda and I didn't go. Remember that, Nicole? What were we doing?
I don't know. But that was so much fun. I love hanging out with you. I would say, though, like as far as who I'm closest with, I'd say, Manny, I'm closest with you because of how much we talk outside of work.
Right, and that's the next thing we're going to discuss.
Yeah. So you guys have a side group text that doesn't involve Nicole or I.
Yes.
So we have a text group, MRLN, Manny, Roy, Loren, Nicole, and work and non-work things. That thing goes, there's at least 5 texts a day, including Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly on Saturdays and Sundays until about 5 p.m. on Saturday, it's all 5 p.m. on Sunday, it's all nonsense.
Yeah. This is just about right.
So go look at your texts, everybody, and tell us, when was the last time you texted someone off the show chain, and what was it about?
I texted you yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
I texted you yesterday at 12:12, literally like 4 minutes after I spoke to you on the phone.
Plus, Roy said the F word in my text that he sent me.
Oh, really?
Well, there was a news crew downstairs filming something, and Roy and I drove past and were yelling at each other in the car, hoping to get on the news.
Like you couldn't hear us.
Like we were doing road race things, and I'm going, what do you want from me? I can't go through the gates.
I'm laying on the horn.
It is. It's nonsense with you two.
All right, what about you?
You egg each other on.
I'm curious to see who Loren texts off the text chain.
No, here's this. On a deeper level, I think I'm closer with Loren. How about that? As like just friends, but like on like, you know, I emotionally French, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I can't really have that serious of a conversation with Manny, but I can with Loren.
Yeah, you can have that.
Right.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
So the last person that I texted off the show, and Nicole and I text all the time during the show because I'll tell her like what audio I want put in. But outside of that, Manny's the last person that I texted with.
Hey. Aren't I the center?
You are.
What did you say to me?
I was... So, well, because Manny and I are both homeowners, like, we share contractors sometimes. So, like, I'll ask him for someone's number and vice versa. And I was asking for a landscaping person, so we were talking about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Such suburban life.
I know.
Things I'm not used to. And, Nicole, do you text a member of the show more than one or the other?
Not really.
Yeah. I feel like I'm equal. Yeah.
Who'd you text last?
Roy.
Yeah.
I feel like Nicole's like our cat. Like, you have to work for her love. Like, yeah. She doesn't just give it out like a dog does.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah.
Did you just meow?
Yeah. I didn't mean to. Yeah. I didn't mean to.
She just meowed on the radio.
How about this? Text message from area code 704 says, I could tell that Loren and Manny have beef with each other sometimes on the air.
It's not beef.
It's not.
Do you remember when people tried to say that Loren and I had beef?
Yeah.
Here's what happens. Let me break down what really
Loren's Italian
is going on. Is that Loren's a strong personality.
No, you're annoying.
And Manny, you... Okay. I don't want to say it's annoying, but you sometimes like to take comedy and other things one step too far.
Yeah.
And Loren is not about that.
Past Loren's like.
Yeah. I can read a room and be like, oh, pull back. Loren's having a day.
I'm an instigator.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're an instigator.
Yeah.
You've walked out of here before mad at me.
Oh, yeah. I've thrown markers at you. Yeah.
I've had to call and apologize to Loren.
Manny is like my older brother that I've never had. Like, you're like my older brother. Like, I don't know how, you know, because like typically if you had an older brother, you would know how to deal with someone like that. But I didn't have an older brother. I was the oldest. So like, I'm not used to that kind of personality sometimes. Like, normally people do read a room and they stop. But to you, that's like your comedy.
Yeah.
In turn, Josh just said that there's a therapist on the phone on hold that says we all have to come in today.
I know.
At 10.
There's been times I've even texted Manny and be like, I think it's funny, but she doesn't.
I usually know something's not funny, Nicole, when I see a marker come flying at me.
That's for how you can tell.
704 sends a text message that says, why is it producer Nicole's name on the show?
Well, we started before we met her.
Yeah.
I don't want my name on it. Bring me out of it. He doesn't want to be associated.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. The MRL Morning Show on demand.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Taylor.
Yes, is this?
Taylor, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Survey here. We got to get your questions in, okay?
I'm sorry, you said you're from the census?
Yeah, U.S. Senseless Bureau. Did you know that you were going to be the last person to die in your lifetime?
I'm sorry?
These are just questions. We're surveying the American people. So just feel comfortable to answer.
I got something in the mail, so.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah. So
right.
I guess I'm on my way home, so I'm just gonna look at my I got like a thing in the mail to fill out, I guess. So I'm just gonna look at that when I get home.
Right. So you know how aliens are pale, big-headed, they have unfathomable technology, and they abduct humans? You know how people talk about aliens?
What? I know people talk about aliens. I don't know what they look like.
Do you think apes think that we're aliens? Because we're pale, big heads, with technology, we abduct them?
Okay, I don't know what this is about, but this is clearly not the census, so that's a little bit ridiculous.
How do you fall asleep at night? Do you pretend to be asleep?
What?
She wasn't having any of it.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they've already had one baby. But how many more will they have? That's what everyone is talking about. I feel like it's a lot of pressure for them. But
I heard some noise coming from the bedroom last night at the palace. Yes, Queen. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hello, Wa. How are you?
Yes, that's the French-Canadian and pronunciation of my name.
Anyway, I heard a lot of praying coming from behind the closed door, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, they were, I think, praying for another baby.
Oh, God.
Did they repeat that over and over?
Several times I heard both of them saying that, and then he said it really loud, and then they went quiet.
Yeah. Wow.
So I believe another baby's on the way.
Yeah, so they only want two babies at the maximum, Prince Harry says. But I always say, like, be careful when you say that, because it's not your plan, it's God's plan, and you may end up with twins. So they only want two kids total, though. All right, so Nelly's out in
Belmont.
They do trivia night for Jonas Brothers trivia night. Well, Joe happened to FaceTime Mama Jonas while this was going on, and she was up on stage and shared it with the whole audience.
Do we have the audio for that?
I don't know. We just found it, so I'm not sure that it's pulled just yet, but it was kind of fun. You can't really, I mean,
it's hard
third
to hear.
Party audio, yeah, so yeah. I don't think it's great audio anyway. But the guys are saying, like, hey, we hope to see you guys on tour. And
yeah, they're coming in November.
Yeah.
And Kevin and Denise Jonas, who are friendly with the Mania Roy and Lorenz show, have asked us if we wanted to host that event one night. And I think we're going to try and set that up on a Tuesday night.
So Victoria's Secret, the fashion show, is not happening this year. That's according to one of the angels that typically walks in the show. Now, we knew that Victoria's Secret was going to be trying a new marketing plan and maybe revamping their marketing strategies.
Yeah, I don't know. I watched that show, and I just don't picture my wife wearing butterfly wings for me in the bedroom.
I know. It's supposed to be a fantasy show, though, but that's not the issue. The issue is that they're only using these stick figure models. That's the problem. So what I heard is that it was going to go to an internet stream, but apparently they're not having it at all this year.
Roy walked down the runway in a bra.
I did. I was beautiful.
What was that for? Breast cancer?
Yeah, it was for breast cancer.
Anti-breast cancer, let's be clear.
Yeah. It was fundraising.
Yeah, we weren't so...
We say, what's that for? We say breast cancer. Let's be clear. It was
supporting
breast cancer awareness.
I think it was the Breast Pink House. Was it Best Friends Pink House?
Breast Friends, yes.
Breast Friends, yeah.
And Lady Gaga, she's sparking new fantasy rumors with her sound engineer. They were spotted having brunch together and being very affectionate, including kissing. So it seems like she has been able to move on from her breakup and not with Bradley Cooper.
Sound engineer's got to be hot.
I know. And I guess he's worked for a bunch of different people, and they've only been working together since November, so.
We get to see a lot of, like, sound engineers at concerts and stuff, and there's a type, long hair. Mm-hmm. Usually they're also in a band, you know, like Tracy, who does the stuff for us. He's awesome. Yeah. He's got long hair. He's in an Eagles cover band. That'd be awesome if it was Tracy that Lady Gaga was dating.
Yeah. I got a What Lorraine Likes for you that I think you'll love this summer.
What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Lorraine like?
I think you'll love it this summer and into the cooler months as well. I found a mug. It's called the Air Whirl mug, and it's basically heating and cooling to go. So you can put ice in the mug, and it's like an AC unit. It will blow cold air on you. And then in the wintertime, if you want, like, if your office is really cold, like, I know our office is really cold, and I see people walking around here in blankets all the time, you can put, heat packs inside the mug and blow warm air on yourself. So it's, like, temperature-controlled air from your mug.
Okay.
And it's cool. It runs on batteries. You can use rechargeable batteries or AAA batteries.
Cool.
We'll have all that information up for you at kiss951.com.
All right. This model she was doing some sort of a photo shoot in a Lamborghini. And wait till you hear where she crashed the Lamborghini. And yes, unfortunately, she crashed this $100,000 Lamborghini. And we'll tell you where in just about 7 minutes. You got to hear it.
The MRL Morning Show on
demand. Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. That was Dark Horse, which now is in litigation, according to Lorraine's Dirty on the 30 a little while ago. The jury is now trying to decide how much money the rapper who apparently came up with the beat for that is going to get. Mm-hmm. So we're interested to see how that turns out. But there was a model, Lorraine.
Yeah, she was, I guess, part of a music video.
She had one job.
Yep. She was supposed to drive this blue Lamborghini, and somehow in the process of getting it to and from where she needed to, she had high heels on. And her heel slipped off the brake onto the gas pedal, taking the Lamborghini into a pool.
You know, I always wondered how it's possible for people to do that.
Hard to walk in high heels, let alone driving them.
Well, I drove with flip-flops, and then I've had incidents.
Where
all of a sudden, the gas, my flip-flop gets stuck somehow, and I'm, like, revving the gas. Yeah. I've had really close calls because of driving with flip-flops.
Mm.
I take my flip-flops off in the car sometimes.
Really?
While I'm driving.
Drive
yeah.
footless.
Yeah. Well, I keep it on cruise control, but I like the feel of it on the
yeah.
mat.
I might be making this up, but I feel like at some point, maybe in Florida, and maybe this is just what my parents told me growing up, but I wasn't allowed to drive in flip-flops when I first got my license.
I heard it's illegal, too.
Never mind that. You relate to this model because you put the car through a fence once.
Okay, but it was the very first time I had ever driven a stick shift car.
Okay,
or
well,
truck.
She put it into a swimming pool. You ran through a fence, and
I
then
did.
And then the guy's horses got free. I remember the story right.
Oh, my dad was so mad at me.
Oh, that's so funny. Let's talk about the strange accidents that maybe you or someone you know. There they go. Was involved in. You put the car. Where? Was it through the garage? Because I've heard stories. I had a friend, too, who forgot to open the garage or opened it, and then it came back down, and he didn't know, and he backed into it.
I remember one time. By the way, please call in. What did you put the car through? 704-570-9595. So at one point, I used to be a 911 operator. And I remember I took a phone call about someone who ran their car through a house. And so I sent fire department. I sent everybody I could, and I started getting this other call about another address where a car, which was in the same neighborhood, it was just behind the house, and they said there's a car that went through the house, and I just thought maybe they got the address wrong,
right?
Because it's the two houses were so close.
Yeah.
Come to find out, from what the photos they showed me later, the car went through two houses.
Oh my gosh!
So the back door neighbor was that one house was on the hill. The back door neighbor was below the hill. The guy drove through the entire house and then ended in the back of another house, like on top of like where the roof is.
You know, I'm
laughing because I'm assuming no one was hurt.
Oh, nobody was hurt.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
I don't know how. By the way, that no one got hurt.
I'm just coming to the sense, by the way, that I think bad driving runs in my family because I remember my aunt driving through the front of a Blockbuster in Pittsburgh when I was little too.
Jeez. Was she mad that they didn't have old school?
She thought
available?
She was in reverse and she was in drive and went right through the front window.
Oh my gosh. Where'd you plant the car? 704-570-9595.
This is Kelly in Concord. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're doing really well. So where did you leave the car?
So I thought I was cool when I first started driving. I have a Prius, by the way, which makes the story even better. I backed into my driveway. And so when I pulled out, instead of pulling up and over, I just kind of like diagonally pulled out of the driveway, and there was a lovely tree there. And so I kind of like wrapped my car around the tree slowly.
Slowly, yeah. There's nothing worse.
So then I did like this walk of shame into the house, and I tried to make a joke, and I was like, Dad, well, at least now my car looks like a teenager should be driving it. And he did not think that was very funny.
Thanks for the phone call. Somebody on hold, we'll get to them here in a minute, but somebody on hold did something. They walked away from the car while it was running. You know, that's not going to end well.
Mm-mm.
And we have more lines available. We need to hear your model moment. A model put a Lamborghini into a pool.
704-570-9595. We'll talk to you in five.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
People who accidentally did something with their car. In other words, they put it somewhere that wasn't a parking space or in the garage. Where'd you strangely crash your car? 704-570-9595. Calls next.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
So this model, Loren...
Yeah, she was part of a music video, and she had a pair of high heels on. She was supposed to get the Lamborghini from point A to point B. Well, her heels slipped off the brake and onto the gas and took her right into the swimming pool.
Mm. Luckily, she was saved.
Yes.
And the Lamborghini had water damage and was probably ruined. But mm-hmm. we want to know, like, because accidents happen, and it's not always with another car. But what did you do to your car? Where did your car end up?
All right, let's talk with Chelsea and Charlotte.
Hey guys, so this actually happened to one of my friends in high school. She got called to the office and she came back and she's like, yeah, apparently I left my car running and the door open because I started talking this morning and they were getting ready to like lock down the school, call my parents, call the cops and everything. And they're like, wait, let's just see if she's here first. So every morning after that, I was like, hey, where are your keys? Just to make sure.
So did they think that she, like, got abducted and they were going to shut everything down? Jeez.
Her car was running and the door was open. So they thought she got
kidding. Yeah. I would think the same thing. That is like, suspicious as all. Get out.
So I was like, okay, where are your keys? Like, are you good this morning? Just to make sure.
Holy cow.
I mean, that's
funny.
What I do with my car when it's the last day of it's the last show before vacation. I keep the car running, door open. I'm ready to get out.
Hey, remember the time, Chelsea? I don't know if you heard this call or remember, but somebody called us and said that she went on a really strange date. When she got there, the guy put her in the trunk.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we were like, that wasn't a date. That was called the kidnapping.
Yes.
And she's like, she's like, I got out of the trunk. And when we got to our location, we went on the date.
And she didn't call the cops or anything afterwards.
No.
She just told her friend she went on a really bad date.
See, this is why you have to have those people where it's like, hey, if I text you, like, did you feed the cat?
Right.
Call me and be like, oh, my car broke down, you know. Get me out of here.
Yep.
Good stuff, Chelsea. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Let's bring in Timothy from Charlotte. Hey, Timothy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, bud. We're doing really well. Where did the car end up?
I was in my delivery days about 2 years ago, and we were busy as all get out. Somebody said, hey, I need a pizza bag, and I had just, you know, pulled my car up. Thought I put it in park. I go right back outside to grab a pizza bag, and my car is across the street into a church fence.
Oh, man.
So when that happens, what's your move? Do you look around to see if anybody saw it, and then you get in and just back it out slowly and take off? What do you do?
Oh, I was panicking at first. I thought one of the guys was messing with me and stole my keys and hit my car. But right whenever I saw where it was, first thing out of my mouth was profanity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heard that.
Somebody passed in front of me laughing his butt off.
Thanks, Timothy.
Did you see this text message we got from 704? And they said, my dad ran a semi into my shop, and they sent a picture. And, I mean, this...
Oh, yeah, I'm looking now.
We'll get this photo posted up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Somebody said that they ran into the mailbox because a spider came flying down from the visor.
Listen, have you ever seen those YouTube videos where people like bail on their cars all together, like in the middle of the highway because there's a spider? I'm not going to say I'm not above it. It might happen.
I remember the video last summer of a snake coming out of a car's vent on 485, remember?
Yep.
And the police pulled over and helped her out.
I would be done.
Let's see. Here someone says that they my older brother drove his 1979 Chevy Nova through the front door of a convenience store.
Oh, sucks.
He wasn't trying to rob it. He just didn't put it in park. So, okay. Hey, after 9, I want to ask you guys. I feel like I was a good Samaritan yesterday and really helped someone, but I'm not sure I did it in the best way.
Like,
let me run the scenario past you guys, what I did and why I think I'm a good Samaritan. And then I'll tell you what I did and why I think maybe it wasn't the best way, but I don't know how else I could have done it.
Okay.
We'll do it just after 9.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
But real quick, we were talking about where did you put your car. In other words, you didn't put it into the parking spot. You put it through the front of a convenience store. Or in this case, we got on the story because a model put a Lamborghini. She was in a photo shoot and put it into the pool.
Mm-hmm.
980 says, we had a canine officer who left the vehicle running because a dog was in the back of the cage and he ran in to go get something. And when he came out, the vehicle had been thrown into reverse by the dog who somehow managed to get into the front of the car.
Oh, no.
So the canine dog then was involved in an incident.
Oh, man.
Anyway. The canine's driving.
Yeah.
Keep those treats up there. He's trying to get the treats.
Can you imagine, like, they ran into your car and you're going, officer, get out. And the dog's like, and the gruff. So there's a guy asking for money, change, at an intersection.
Okay.
Near where I live. And it was hot yesterday, and I had the kids in the car. And it's a double left turn lane, Loren.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in the one nearest to the median. I'm in the one to the right. I'm the first car to the right of the median.
Mm-hmm.
And I got right to the light when it turned red, so I had to sit there. And the guy's sign was pretty funny. It said, I could use money to get myself a new cardboard sign. And it was like, God bless, funny. Have a nice day. Well, yeah. I liked his creativity. So I said to Dean, I said, see that man over there? He's on hard times. I'm going to help him. I'm going to give him money. And he said, Dad, how are you going to do it? I said, it's a good question because I'm in the right lane. There's a car next to me, but it's a little bit behind me. Like I can see over the hood. So he was there and I rolled my window down and I go, hey, here you go. And threw the freaking money.
Oh, no.
Manny. Oh, my gosh. Do you realize how condescending that looks?
Was it coins? Was he like running around for coins?
It was a dollar and like 20 cents. I gave him four quarters and 20 cents.
Oh.
See? But I was trying to do a good thing, but then I realized that the light's turning green and he's going to get run over if he goes to get the money. But come on, Loren, why is your first like thing like, maybe that's the wrong thing to do, rather than be like, that was really nice of you.
It's like if he was standing on the side of the road and you just walked up and threw money at him and kept walking.
Right, and I'm not saying that your intentions were bad, Manny, but it, like, from the outside looking in, it looks condescending.
But isn't it already somewhat condescending because he's asking you to help him? So he's already put himself in a bind, so now that I threw the money, that makes it worse?
Yeah.
I'm an awful human. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to live.
You have good intentions. You just, I don't know, man.
Producer Nicole, you want to weigh in?
I mean, do you know for a fact he got the money?
Oh, I'm sure. I hope he did. Like I said, yo, and he came over, like he came up. I just had to throw it over the car next to me.
Well, you did more than somebody not helping.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. You had good intentions, but like...
What should I have done?
I don't know.
You called him to my car?
Yeah.
But then the light would have turned, and now he's in danger in the middle of traffic. So,
well,
Loren,
you're the first car. I don't know. Maybe you could have pulled over or pulled off. I don't know.
What would you have done besides roll up your window and lock the door? I'm just asking.
I wouldn't have thrown money at him.
Oh, all right, man.
It was one of those things.
Hey,
though,
I know. You had good intentions.
But you're right, though, because like after I threw it, I'm like, oh, it was like, you know, it did feel a little weird. But I'm like, as I left, I go, but I just gave him $1.20. What could I have done, you know? You want to read that or no?
No.
The text messages
no,
coming into
I
the
can't
studio.
Read it. No.
Really? Is that bad?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, well, that's because we have that guy's name down his douche nose. So he can say whatever he wants, some guy that texts. He hates. Listen to this guy
who
texted.
He hates everybody.
He hates our show. He says, why are you guys talking about each other's lives? And that we're like, hey, we're doing good content for everybody. He can kiss my butt. It was probably him. And you know what? I'm sorry I gave you the $1.20.
I actually like the guy, but
I don't.
He always has something to say about our show, and it makes me laugh.
Most annoying texter ever.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.